Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What's up? What's good? It's a good news. And welcome to Erin's Expeditions. I'm your host, Erin Patience. And here we talk everything Christ and entertainment. So let's get into it. I am here with one of my good friends. Hey, Wilma.
Hi.
Yeah, she is single-handedly one of the busiest people that I know. And before this, like, we had a chat about your business. We had a chat about your studies. We had a chat about, like, you know, your hobbies, your music endeavors. Mm. You guys, she actually makes such cool flowers, but we'll get into that. Spoiler. So, yeah, Wilma, tell us more about yourself, like your background, what you do, what you don't do. And, yeah.
Okay. I'm just a girl. No, I'm joking. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous, sweetie. Like, honestly, like, when I tell you, this podcast is the chillest thing ever. Mm. Like, I'm here for you. You're here for me. We're here for the Lord. Yeah. Amen.
Amen to that. But yeah, you know, I think as much as I don't like to say it, I do think there's a lot about me that people don't know. I feel like there's so much to me that people don't really see. For one, I'm Malawi, so there's hints of that too. I don't even speak my own language. I speak another language. Mm. There's that growing up in different places, knowing different people, living in different contexts.
Yeah,
it's been an experience to see where I started from and where I'm now and like how it plays into like how I interact with people.
Yeah.
What I do, what I don't do. I do everything. I do
honestly,
a lot
but
of
like
things.
You do everything.
They don't even make sense sometimes. It's like my brother has this phrase, I do a lot of things, but they don't make sense.
Yeah.
That's me too.
Yeah.
I think you got it from me.
Because I know, like, you are currently studying architecture.
Yeah.
And then you're running your own business.
Yeah.
Side tangent.
That was very new.
But yeah, so, and you also do like music because we're also at church, we're also at the same church. Mm-hmm. And when I say she can sing. She's over here, like, when we're worshiping, girly, you just hear her, like, adding the ad-libs and being, like, way busier than that. But, yeah, and then, like, you also play the guitar
mm-hmm.
and you play piano.
Yeah.
Probably, the triangle as well. I don't know.
Triangle. The other thing, I don't, like, I think, words. I don't even know. Like, funny enough, music was not always, like, a whole thing for me. So yeah, guitar, piano, want to teach myself the bass, want to learn these new instruments. But yeah, I feel like they're just ways in which I can like express my emotions because sometimes verbalizing does not make sense. Yeah. I feel like I'll have moments where I'm like, I can't even speak sometimes, but expressing it musically through designing, through drawing, through art, whatnot, not moving. Yeah. Not dancing. I can't. That's your wonderful expertise. I will two-step it here and there.
You're like, let's go.
Let's go. Let's
left,
go.
Right, let's center.
Go.
Let's go.
Let's go. But it's become like such a way in which I express myself, not just to put myself out there, but just to understand what I'm going through, feeling. Just to bring everything back to reality sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, like, now since we know a little bit about yourself, it's time for the icebreaker. I was like, what can I possibly ask Wilma that would make sense to her, but would definitely be like, what are we doing?
I'm scared.
So, my icebreaker for you is, let's say, for example, you have a 30-second intro to your life. Mm-hmm. I come to you and I'm like, hey, who are you? And you're like, oh, here is my trailer, if I can put it like that, right? What song would you use for your 30-second trailer? if someone were to meet you?
I'm going to use the immediate sound that went through my head.
Yeah.
I don't know like the name of it.
Yeah.
But it was used in the Wonder Woman movie.
Okay.
And honestly, because like, for one, it sounds like it's a little bit chaotic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I can be chaotic.
Yeah.
It's just also just how busy it is and how different and how where. Yeah. I'm all over the place with like the things I do. So I think that's like the best sound.
Yeah.
Because it's also like a battle cry in a sense. So it's like,
That's good.
I'm everywhere. But yeah, going there.
That's good.
With everything. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, now since you have your battle cry ready, I was really thinking about, and I told you this earlier, but what it means to find your voice and to express yourself, but especially in the whole realm of faith and authenticity when it comes to, you know, us living in a very performative world.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you think about, we have so many platforms, whether it is TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Red Note, I think I've been hearing that's a thing.
First for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like we have all of these platforms, you know, where we tend to share about the things we do. But when I thought about you, I was like, you are like, you're an artist in so many ways. Because as I told you, like also design is an artistry. That when you are designing a building, whether you are just drawing, because you also draw as well, right?
Yeah.
So for you as an artist, how have you find it? Like how have you find it? How do you find it to be an artist in your own right, but in a world that's so based off of, you need to show me in order for me to validate that you are. Like how have you found that to, you know, navigate through that?
I think, okay, so growing up, like, I think, not growing up, like, when I was young, but, like, growing up high school, like, from when I came back into South Africa, because I left the country for a bit, from 2016 to about, like, end of matric, I was very much into, like, the, I do this, I know how to do this, I know how to speak French, let me show you some French, you know?
Bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va, moi je parle français. Tout ça, all that.
Wow.
I was flaunting it. And I think it got to a point where you flaunt so much and people get tired of it.
Sure.
And then you get like, are they tired of it? Or am I just being too much? Or am I not talented enough? You get so into your head about it.
Yeah.
I think from that point onwards, I moved from a space where I'm going to flaunt everything to being like, if you want to know, I'll tell you. Ask me about it, I'll tell you. I do these things, yes. I would love to show you. Not that I'm going to broadcast it everywhere, but when I get the chance, I'll do it. I'll sneak it in
like
sometimes.
On a podcast that will be...
No, not like an...
Not like on a certain podcast
I don't know how many, like a lot of people
that will be playing on the radio and also on radio pulpits. And I'm getting...
But like... Here and there, I'd post like a piano clip. I would post artwork. I'd post a design or a project that I'm doing, and it intrigues people. They'll ask more questions. But I've changed from a mindset of having to show off what I do to show it off still, but don't put all your energy into showing it off.
Sure.
It can get so degrading sometimes, personally, like when you look back at it, like there's not the response you want to get.
Yeah, that's good.
There's no interaction, like no one really cares. You start to get in your feels, no one really cares, no one likes it, you're not talented enough. And honestly, you are. There's a skill set that you've been growing and like stewarding and learning about yourself and how you play and how you do your artistry, how you express yourself, that you can't take away from it with people's words. So taking a step back from like, hey, let me show you what I got. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah. To cool. You want to know? Yeah. Here you go. This is what
but I like,
do.
Like, how do you find it when, like, your authenticity as a person? Do you think that bleeds into, like, your faith, or do you think like your faith bleeds into your authenticity as an artist?
I think nowadays, my faith has been bleeding a lot more into my authenticity. Yeah. Before, it used to be like, my faith is, this is who I am, and then this is who I am other places.
Yeah.
Now, I'm doing this assignment, and I'm standing firm on my faith driving, driving my assignment. Like, literally, I think in some like considerations I had to do, I literally let the conviction drive me away from certain like decisions.
Sure, that's good.
I've been using that as a way also to give myself grace sometimes, and I guess to like be like, hey, watch yourself, you're being a bit too prideful here. But I guess do that, because your faith gives you certain, gives you God's character. Knowing him, loving him, being devoted to him, you imbue his character, you embody him as much as you can try to be. And that's where your authenticity then like blossoms, in my opinion. So I really do think that right now, as of current, I think I'm just gonna say how brief, like the past 6 months, I've been like, let my faith drive my authenticity.
Sure.
Not that there was a big separation, but now it's just like,
it was still like a bridge to cross, because you know, it's very easy to go from, this is my faith, this is my me. No way. Like we can't be like, yeah, sure, like there would be a few like connecting dots and everything. But when you live authentically, essentially what you believe becomes your behavior. So in whatever thing you do believe, you need to know that in some way, shape or form, it is influencing why you do things, how you do things, what you are doing. Because, you know, if you're just stepping out into a world and you're like, oh my word, I'm doing ABCD. But your belief system, your values and your morals are completely opposite. I would be like, what do you stand for? Because you're not, you're not standing for what you believe in. And doesn't feel like it's something that, you know, that will easily knock you over. Or in this sense of the conversation, it would make you perform. Because then essentially you are playing a character.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, what do I think?
You thought?
I thought. Then now it's white. Because also the same can be true. Like, you can you can let your faith drive your authenticity. But your faith can also drive, well, that can also drive how you show off your authenticity. It's like, oh, my authenticity is my faith. Oh, cool. I'm this, and I'm showing it to you. Like, this is how I do it. This is how to do it. But honestly, I actually don't have an answer for that. I'm just looking at like campus life this year. A lot of it last year, everyone was like, this girl goes to church. This girl's going to, like, if she's not here, she's at church.
That's like, so real.
I'm like, guys, I have to go. I have a church thing. I have to do stuff. And now, granted, it's not as much as last year, but now I've become more aware that people are knowing me like as a church girly, and people I've been interacting with a lot of people that I didn't actually spend time with because I was always running off to church. They're in the faith, but they're not doing as much as me, and they're not but and only talking to them, I find that, oh, okay, you're in the faith. Cool. But I did not know that, because I'm so used to seeing being in the faith acted out. And I was also being in the faith and acting it out. And not that I wasn't doing it authentically. I pray and I believe that I did, and I'm doing it authentically. But sometimes, I don't know, sometimes you just got to take a step back and like,
yeah,
how does one do this without making it seem like it's an act?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That you're like an actor trying to act. I just said act so many times.
That's and you're an actor trying to act. And acting out.
And acting everything. Act. Easy. Yeah.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.